It's springtime in Georgia. The weather's warming, gardens are growing, and animals? They're having babies. Lots and lots of babies. But sometimes things don't go as planned. I met the people who step in when nature doesn't take its course. It's moving day for Theodore and Brittany.
She's not in her safety zone right now. If I get near her, come on, baby. She growled and attacked me. It's okay, baby. When I get near her, John, she's trying to get me.
Brittany and her brother Theodore have been living in a cage in Luann and John Brooker's laundry room since they were 3 weeks old. Today, they're moving to a larger enclosure outside.
Oh, y'all gonna love that big old cage.
The Brookers live in Sandersville, but they're part of a network of around 100 wildlife rehabilitators across the state, people that are licensed by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources to take in orphaned and injured animals, like Kim Wright in Byron. Her laundry room is a lot more crowded as she gets ready to tube feed five tiny bunnies who just lost their mom.
Two squirrels in here, two flying squirrels, a baby bird, 19 possums.
Those are kittens you hear. Wright also fosters dogs and cats for an animal rescue organization. She says right now, everything's having babies.
You've got April, May, June, and July is just crazy. And then you're taking care of them for so many months, weeks. The fawns, that's a five-month commitment before we go and release them.
The person coordinating all of this is Wayne Hubbard, the special permit manager for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He says one of the reasons rehabbers stay full is human error. People think animals are abandoned when they are not, especially in the case of mother deer and their fawns.
They leave them in place, go off and feed, do their thing, come back and check on them and feed them from time to time during the day. And it's normal for a fawn or and other animals to be by themselves.
Hubbard says another mistake people make is keeping the animals, thinking they might make good pets. They don't. And they can also carry diseases like rabies.
Some of these animals can have the disease for a long time before you ever know it. And, the health danger is there for everyone that comes in contact with them.
Rehabbers that take care of bats, raccoons, and any other animal that can get rabies are vaccinated. They pay for this and everything else out of their own pockets. They get no state funding. Luann Brooker says that can get expensive, especially if the animals need to see a vet. And of course, these animals are growing, hungry, and destructive in the case of squirrels.
Oh, I don't know. The milk's $25 a can. And then you've got to buy all the fruit to feed them. You've got to have your cages. I bought this year because they had torn up the one from last year. Oh, this one's torn up too. John.
Once the animals are big enough, the Brookers release them on the land behind their home.
The first time I opened it, I thought, oh, I don't want to let y'all go. And they scurried up that tree, and I looked at them. They were just as happy as they could be, so, you know, it makes it okay. I mean, they're supposed to be wild, and you raise them, and you do the best you can, and hope they'll be okay.
Luann and her husband, John, are getting their fawn pen ready. Last year, they had 8 staying with them, and that season is just starting up. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.